Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora whānau, welcome to Radio Church. I'm Helen Papuni and
I'm Amy Armstrong,
and we are part of the University Chaplaincy team at your university, Otago, and Otago Polytech. Today's session is going to be both a tikanga karakia and order of service. A tikanga karakia is a bicultural service. It incorporates reo Māori and reo Pākehā, and I hope you enjoy.
Kia ora. We're going to start with our opening hymn, E Te Ariki.
Anei te karakia me te kāranga ki te atua. Kia whakarongo tātou ki tēnei waiata, whātukau mātoru. Hinoi tēnei nā te tahi o ngā mānene o Iharaira.
Let us listen to these words from Psalm 43, from a prayer of an exile.
Tukua mai tau marama o me tau pono, hei arahi aho. Hei kawe ia mātou ki tau maunga tapu ki o ta penakara.
Send your light and your truth. May they lead me and bring me back to your sacred hill and to your temple where you dwell.
A ka haere aho ki tō tuahu e te atua. Ko koe a mātou harinui. Ai ka whakamoi miti ki a koe e te atua e tō mātou atua.
Then I will go to your altar, O God. You are the source of my happiness. I will play my harp and sing of praise to you, O God, my God. Let us come before God, the source of our faith in our worship, offering him our praises in song and prayer.
Hare mai tātou e te iwi ki mō I te atua. Te pono o tō tātou whakapono I roto I te karakia, me tuku kia ia ngā whakamoemiti, ngā waiata, me ngā inoi. Kia inoi tātou.
Creator God and preserver of life.
E te atua, te kaihanga, te kaitohu.
God the Son, Redeemer and Lord.
E te tama, te kaihoko, te ariki.
God the Spirit, Comforter and Guide.
E te wairua tapu, te kai whakamāri, e te kai ārahi. Ka ko te honga e hare ana, e hare mai ana ki tō tuāhu, ki te tuku whakamoemiti. Ka noho te ahitapu o te āroha I roto I a mātou, ki te whakakaha ki ngā mahi o te atua.
Blessed are those that come before your altar in worship. May the flame of your holy love dwell among us and enable us to do your will.
Kia whakatata mai ki a mātou inoi me a mātou waiata, ko te tikanga a tō mātou karakia. Ko koe te mārama he arahi a mātou I tēnei rā, me ngā rā kai te heke mai.
Draw near to us as we offer our praises in song and prayer. Be for us our guiding light this day and every day, and fill us with joy, peace and hope, and the power of the Holy Spirit, to whom be all glory forever and ever.
Waka ki ingia mātou ki te hari, te rangi māri e me te tūmanako, I roto e te hōnore me te kororia, māke tonu atu.
Āmene. Amen.
Ko tātou Himine Tuarua, kia whakarongo tātou ki Aue e Ihu, I waia tatea, I rōre o Māori me te Pākehā, nā tō tātou rangatira, ko tāia Howard Morrison.
So now we're going to have another hymn, Ao e Ihu, sung in both Māori and English by Sir Howard Morrison.
Oh, Jesus. consider our
peace.
Guide us, O Spirit, just like before. Stay with us, Lord.
Hope you enjoyed that hymn. Now we're just going to take some time to look at the scriptures, particularly Micah 6:8. Helen and I are going to read these scriptures for us and then have a little reflection on what we've heard in word and about a little bit about the prophet Micah.
Right. Kia ora whānau. We're going to look at Micah 6. Verse 8, I'm going to look at two different versions. This one comes from the depository that everybody accesses at university, Wikipedia. And it's written, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He is showing you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." What have you got, Amy?
I've just got just verse 8 from Micah in the Message version. Sometimes it's helpful to, although it's also in English, it's helpful to hear another translation and just to look at the scripture. Sometimes something strikes you a bit differently than the usual. So this is from the Message, Micah chapter 6, verse 8. God has already made it plain how to live, what to do, what God is looking for in men and women. It's quite simple. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love. And don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. So actually, Helen had suggested to me while we were preparing for this to look up the Message and particularly what Eugene Peterson had to say about Micah. And so I did, and I also read the version, which I really enjoyed, of Micah 6:8. But Eugene talked of just about prophets in general and how they change the world with their words and they learn their speech from God in prayer. They train us to listen before and hear God's voice. And I think prophets are still very important for us today.
I roto te ao Māori ka mohi o tātou te hononga o ngā poropiti. Māori have had a long association with prophets way before the Bible came to these shores. Our prophets and our tōhunga always prescribed future. They warned us, as these prophets do, as Micah does, about judgments that the people are facing, about forgetting our tikanga, forgetting our tapu, forgetting ourselves in light of our gods. Micah, kia tātou kei rō reo, ka mohi o koutou he rereke anō te kōrero i te paipera tapu o tēnei. I've read the English version because some of the metaphors that Micah uses don't translate well in Māori. We don't have thousands of rams. We don't go around with burnt offerings, and we don't have thousands of rivers of olive oil. But I think even in te ao Māori, the precautions, the judgments, the announcement of new changes that are coming through still hold true. So Micah is just as relevant for Māori as they are for everybody in Christ's kingdom.
And I was just thinking too that speaking of prophets for this Sunday's radio church is quite timely, considering we've just celebrated Parihaka Day. Mm-hmm. Celebrated isn't the right word. Commemorated Parihaka Day. And some of the great Māori prophets from that time that I've read that have gone on to inspire Gandhi, that went on to inspire Gandhi in his peace work.
He mihi tēnei mama o wako Amy, ki a rātou ngā pononga ki Flagstaff Church, Centre of Peace.
Peace and Conflict Studies.
Peace and Conflict Studies. Era momo mea i hare mai ana ki te commemoration i tērā rātapu. Ki te gardens, me te toka rongo ki Anderson's Bay. He mihi tēnei nui ki a koutou katoa mō tō aroha nei, mō tō whakamaumahara ki ngā tangata katoa, ngā iwi katoa o Parihaka, ngā mihi nui.
And it would be my great hope for this nation that we would put more and more emphasis on Parihaka Day, instead of Guy Fawkes, which is much more relevant to our nation and our people. And I think it's a really important event in history for us to look at and keep reflecting on and keep listening to what the prophets have said to us and what we should continue to be as prophets in our place and time today.
One of the things that stood out for me from Micah's message was that 700 years before the birth of Christ, he predicted a new time ahead, a new Messiah. And I wonder if in Māoridom we are now predicting the rise up of a new Messiah. Think about that, whānau. In your whānau, in your hāpori, in your iwi, is there somebody still crying out against the injustices of our peoples, all of our peoples in Aotearoa? Is there somebody who God might be inspiring to be our new prophet in the 21st century?
So continuing on with our theme of walking humbly with our God, here is Prince Tuiteka with Walking in the Sun.
long enough to know everything is right. Been walking in the dark long enough to know I finally seen the light. Been losing long enough to know when I found the one. A smile, been running around long enough to know what I do it in style, in style. Been running long enough to know there's no more tears at my back, sailing on the ship of a dew. Blown so many chances, ain't gonna blow this one with you.
Tēnei te wahanga, ināianei mō te inoi a te ariki. Ki inoi tātou, te inoi a te ariki.
Now we will pray together the Lord's Prayer.
E tō mātou matu I te rangi, ki a tapu tau ingoa.
Our Father in heaven, Holy be your name.
Kia tai mai tau rangatiratanga. Kia me te atau e pai ai ki runga ki te whenua. Kia ri te ano ki tō tarangi.
Your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven.
Ho mai ki a mātou ai nei he taro mā mātou mo tēnei rā.
Give us today our daily portion.
Muru a o mātou hara me mātou hoki e muru nei o te hunga harana ki a mātou.
Forgive us when we do wrong, as we forgive those who do wrong against us.
O hoki mātou kāwea ki a whakawaia, engari whakaori a ngā mātou I te kino.
Save us in our times of trial, and deliver us from all temptation.
No hoki te rangatira, tanga te kaha me te kororia.
For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Ake, ake, ake. Amen.
Amen. Now we're going to have a time of prayer for homes and families.
Kei noi tātou he karakia mō te whānau me o tātou kāinga.
Almighty Father, giver of love and peace, be with us in our homes, bless our families and communities.
E te matua kaha rawa, te kai homai o te aroha me te rangi Maria, kia noho mai ki o mātou whānau me hāpuri.
Bless our friends and our enemies alike. Reach out to our whānau who are unwell and cannot cope right now with life's difficulties and challenges.
Mana ki te o mātou hoa, e rete tonu ki o mātou hoa riri. Homai o ringaringa tapu ki ngā tūroro, kia whakawāte e ngā harotau. Kia ora ai o rātou manawa, o rātou hinenaro, o rātou tīnana, me o rātou wairua.
Heal their hearts, their minds, their bodies and their spirits, so they can live and love again. And for our whānau throughout the country who are struggling with the pain and darkness of imprisonment, may they find peace in you.
Tēnā anō kei a koe te tahi whakaaro mō ngā tangata e pāngia ana e te mamai, e te pauri, I roto I ngā whare here here o te motu. Kia pai koe ki te whakamāri e, ki te whakaora ora ake I a rātou.
We bring before you all those who have died and know that they are now resting in your peace.
Kia mahara te e koe ngā tangata katoa kei te mate. Ā mana ki te a rātou ki tau rangi Māri e.
And for those of us who live and love in your light, grant us your guidance all the days of our lives.
Ki te hunga ora, I noi a ai e nei mea e mātou katoa. Ara hino hoki mātou I ngā rā katoa e oro ai mātou. Ko ihu kraiti hoki tō mātou ariki.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Me whakamau tātou katoa ki tō tātou reo rangatira me ona tikanga. Kei reira te rama te ora me te aroha o tō tātou atua. Me tauti mai ai inai nei ki tō te poti mō tātou himine whakamutunga.
Our final hymn reminds us that God is light, God is life, God is love, and God's peace and healing is found in our traditional languages and customs.
Anei te ropu waiata, tino rongo nui ki te ao, ko 660 tēnā. Me tō rātou waiata, kia mau ki tō ukaipō.
The world-famous Dunedin Group 660 tells us never to forget our roots.
Ki mua o tēnā, he mihi tēnei ki a koutou e whakarongo mai ki te pāhotanga nei a Otago Access Radio.
Just before that, Helen and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Otago Access Radio's Radio Church. We are Amy Armstrong
and Helen Papuni,
chaplains at Otago University and Polytech.
Just before we sign off, Amy, a big mihi tēnei to Greg Hewson, who will be leaving our team from this broadcast onwards.
Yeah, that's right.
Our love and prayers go with you, Greg, and thank you for your ministry to Otago Chaplaincy.
Yeah, Greg has been with us for 20 years in chaplaincy, and so it's a sad day for us, but we wish him very well in his next chapter of life, spending more time with family and friends and resting, hopefully.
And we might not get a chance. Fire Hilda, thank you so much for supporting Greg and his ministry to us. We love you both. Aroha nui ki kia korua ki tō whānau hoki.
Kia ora.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.